The following event was recorded at Bethlehem Baptist Church. More information about Bethlehem can be found at hopeingod.org.
Thanks so much for that amazing time of worship. My name is Mary Horning, and I've been going to Bethlehem for 15 years, and I attend Southsite. And my husband and Bob and I have three adult children. 26 years ago, my first child almost died minutes after she was born. Krista had a rare genetic disorder that caused bony deformities throughout her body. We were told that Apert syndrome would highly impact her life, both physically and mentally. It was so unexpected, and I really can't begin to explain the loss that I felt that day. I had grown up loving and worshiping God. I had trusted and obeyed Him. I had believed that He was good. But how could I believe He was good now? I knew I would suffer in this life. I already had. But this was different. This was my baby. And Apert syndrome would mean a lifetime of suffering. And I didn't want to suffer that long. I didn't want to watch the child that I loved and cared for go through so much pain. It hurt to see her hurting. I didn't want to live in constant fear, wondering if Krista would survive surgery after surgery after surgery. I didn't want to live in the fear of being lonely. My life had stopped, and everyone else's was going on. I hated to think about how we would be misunderstood and judged and stared at everywhere we went. I didn't want to be weak, the one always needing help. I simply did not want to believe that God was good. Not now. A good God would heal her. And I begged Him to heal her, but it didn't happen. Life was unfair, and I was angry. I was a Christian. I deserved something better. In desperation, I went to God's Word. God's Word was the only truth I knew. It was the only place that I knew to go for answers. I bought some Bible verse tapes and played them day and night. I did it for Krista, but I was listening too. Over the next years, those verses became a part of our everyday life. We listened to them on the way to the hospital. We listened to them in the middle of the night. God told me He was loving and faithful and kind, but was He good? I still had a hard time believing that. One day we got into the car, and I put the Bible verses in the player as usual. I started to sing along, but I was overcome by emotion. The song played on. He is good. He is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. Until then, my belief in God's goodness was based on the lack of suffering in my life. God was good as long as I didn't suffer too much. But that's not what this verse said. It simply said, He is good. I was cut to the heart. All those years, I'd been wrong. I turned to God and I confessed my sin of trying to find good in life apart from Him. Romans 8:32 says, He who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, how will He not also, along with Him, graciously give us all things? God gave his own son for me. The proof of God's goodness isn't found in the circumstances of my life. The proof of God's love is found in the lavish love of Christ in me, who humbled himself, came to earth, and died a horrible, awful, shameful death to take my sin away. How could I ever doubt that he would only do good for me? When Krista was born, I was afraid of God and what he was up to. 26 years later, Apert syndrome still impacts our lives. There are still hard days when I question his goodness. Suffering is hard, but it's rich and it's deep. I've known the goodness of God in the middle of it. When I'm sad, he is my joy. When I'm lonely, he's with me, abiding in me. I'm not alone. When I'm misunderstood, he understands. When I am weak, he is my strength. I want to love and trust and obey him. I can't resist him. He is far too good. Thank you. And now I have the pleasure of introducing our speaker for this evening, Nancy Guthrie. I first read Nancy's book, Holding On to Hope, 5 years ago, and it helped me in so many ways. The way that Nancy really has a passion for digging into Scripture to find the answers, to know her God more, was such a blessing, such an encouragement to me to keep doing the same. She shared the lessons that she's learned through her struggles and difficulties in such an honest and hopeful way. She's written many more books, and I've read most of them. I love her devotionals, and all of them have really pointed me to Christ. So I was thrilled when I met Nancy a year ago at a conference in this building. Nancy and her husband David host respite retreats for couples that have faced the loss of a child. And I am so honored and blessed to have been a part of one of those weekends, serving and observing Nancy and David and their gift of compassion to those hurting people. Last fall, I led a women's Bible study based on Nancy's book on the study of Job. And the women in my class were so encouraged and loved it so much that I began praying that Nancy would be chosen as our speaker for tonight. I had no idea, and here we are. God answered my prayer. And so I'm really excited to see how he will meet us this weekend. So please welcome with me Nancy Guthrie.
Thank you for listening to this event held at Bethlehem Baptist Church in Minneapolis, Minnesota. More information about Bethlehem can be found at hopeingod.org.